January 27th, Wednesday. What is God's absolute plan? Last week, a remnant came to me with an issue she had encountered. She said that she was truly living her life according to the word, but met an unbeliever whom she wanted to marry. After finishing her story, she asked me what she should do. So I responded, "Well, you always socialize and have fun in the world. Your life has nothing to do with the word. Even though you're a believer, you always shake. Then isn't it natural for you to meet an unbeliever?" Since that was the truth, her concern was meaningless. But let's say that she's in God's covenant, really following it, and while enjoying the blessing of the spiritual summit, she met him. Then she can ask the following question: what is the absolute plan? However, it's difficult to ask God after she has already acted out of her own accord. The Skill Summit, Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. "But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ." If you enjoy the blessings of the spiritual summit, you'll see God's absolute plan. If you know God's absolute plan, you'll see the miserable and pitiable field. Paul realized God's absolute plan for Rome. At that time, Paul's skills were utilized by God. In order to receive the answer of the skills summit, what must you do? Number one, the absolute covenant and the absolute journey. The absolute covenant emerges from God's plan. The absolute covenant is within the tabernacle, the tent of meeting, and the church. Also, the absolute journey comes from the absolute covenant. The journey is saving the 237 nations of the world, healing people, and making them into the summit. Number two, the absolute goal. The journey must have a goal. That goal is carrying out the works of God's kingdom, then reaching the throne of heaven. To accomplish that, you've been momentarily commissioned here. That was the reason why Paul said that your citizenship was in heaven. Although it looked like David held the stone, the moment that stone was used by God, it was used in the work of destroying Goliath. When the small skills of God's children are held in his hands, the works of saving the world will take place just as it had for the seven remnants of the Bible. Sufferings may come, however, just keep in mind that they are temporary. Dear God, may I continuously ask what your absolute plan is in order to discover the answer. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.